Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 78. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am pleased to have two special guests on our 6 weeks to Fitness podcast, Mr. Eddie Lewis Sr., a former fashion model from 1995 to 2000, who has been featured in various magazines such as Vibe, DNR, and The Source. He has modeled for Sean John Clothing Line, Forbes Magazine, and Russell Simmons. Joining Eddie Lewis is his son, Eddie Lewis Jr., a high school senior at Mater Dei Prep in Middletown, New Jersey, a phenomenal young athlete and one of the most explosive wide receivers in New Jersey's 2017 recruiting class. I am pleased to have both of these gentlemen on my 6 weeks to Fitness podcast. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing?
Excellent. Doing good here, man. Doing good. Now, it's a rare opportunity to be able to interview a father and son at the same time. So this is indeed, So this is indeed a special show for me and my listeners. But before I speak with Eddie Sr., I have a couple questions for Eddie Jr. Now, how does it feel, Eddie, to be a heavily recruited football player by major colleges?
It feels great. It shows that all the hard work is paying off, and at the end of the day, I got my family in my corner to support me, so it's a great film.
Excellent. Now, can you give us, my audience, a list of some names of the colleges that have approached you so far?
Off the top, Iowa, Rutgers.
Nice.
Boston College.
Nice.
North Carolina.
Wow.
Duke, Temple.
Yes.
Iowa. I said Iowa already. Old Dominion. Monmouth, Colorado State.
Wow.
Syracuse.
Oh, Syracuse.
Buffalo, yes, Buffalo.
Wow. Yeah,
a couple of others. I can't remember that all off top.
What about Duke University?
Yes, I said Duke.
So all these are all Division I colleges.
Yes.
Amazing, man. Awesome. Now, what are you looking for in a college besides a good football program?
Somewhere where I could be at for 4 years, where I won't have to worry about anything back at home. I could feel at home there. Like, that would be my second home. Also, great education in school. I could go there and get my education for 4 years, graduate, things like that, and move on to what I'm doing next in life.
Nice. Very nice. Now, why do you think you've been so successful so far in football? What do you attribute it to?
Who do I contribute my me playing football to?
Yes.
Most of all my family and my little cousin. Recently, I had a little cousin pass away about 2 years ago now, and that hit my family hard. And like, he was always like one of my biggest fans, so I play for him and everybody else that's in my family and that's in my corner.
Okay, so you give a lot of props to your father.
Yes.
Okay, so Eddie Sr. Now, your son attributes his success, most of his success, to you. Now, did you raise your son in a single-parent home?
Yes. We was, and I have to be honest with you, I'm talking from the heart. Me and his mom, we were together for a while. We, you know, things happen. I took my son at the age of, not took him, but, you know, he was with me from the age of six. I've raised him from the age of six all the way up until now.
Wow.
Was it easy? Nah, it wasn't easy. But from all the sacrifices that I had to do to get him to where he had to get to, which was a great deal of sacrifice, and I would do it again if I have to.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to get into, because I know you were a fashion model for Sean John Clothing Line. You appeared in various magazines and much more, which tells me, man, that you were well on your way to mega success, big money. But you didn't pursue that career path. Why?
I didn't pursue it because at the time when my son was born in 98, you know, I still was going on. But I figured in the long run, my son needed me more than the industry did. And because I didn't have a father in my corner, I always wanted to be in my son's corner.
Wow.
at all costs. You know, I always wanted to watch him grow. I didn't want to be the father that was always out of town and come in and say, hey, what's up? Smack him on the back of the head and give him a couple of dollars. And like, yo, listen, daddy got to be back out of town. Oh, well, dad, I can't make it because I'm out of town. I didn't want that to happen. And I wanted to always be there in his life. It supports us in his life.
Yes.
You know, like I shared with you, at the age of 15, I asked him a question. I said, hey, how do you think we'll be right now if our daddy would have stayed in the industry? He said, we'll be well off financially. We'll be well off. We would.
Right.
He said, but let me tell you something. Me and you probably wouldn't have the same ability either. So that sacrifice was a great sacrifice because instead of the money, I wanted the relationship with my son.
Right.
So I show him now through hard work and me scraping my knuckles what hard work is.
Yeah.
Because I want him to understand, listen, there's nothing that you can't do. Because I've accomplished something in life and I stopped it just so he can accomplish more in life than I ever did. And right now, today in 2016, him at 18,
yes.
I'm very proud of my son of what he's accomplished. And from the time he was five, he was just, you know, a football guy. I want to play football. I started laughing. He was 90 pounds wet at the time.
Wow.
But to see him now to rise to where I've never gone. You know, I spent a little time in college. I did 2 years. I played a little basketball.
Nice.
But it was at a mediocre thing. And where he's taking this,
yes,
he's taking this way beyond to however how far I could take mine, you know. And I just want him to continue to thrive, to be the best student athlete that he can be and do all that he wants to do in life because he deserves it. He's a great kid. He's a great kid.
And obviously, you're a great role model, man. That's amazing. That's beautiful. And you said, as you look back now, you wouldn't change a thing.
I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change it because, you know what, and like I said, it's in our family, you know, my youngest sister, she went to school, she graduated, she got a college degree.
Yes.
But for a male, you know, I didn't finish my degree, but that young man that's on the other end of the phone right there,
yes,
he's going to be the one that's going to finish it. He's going to be the one that's going to take it to the top.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Eddie Jr., and you were aware of your father's sacrifice, weren't you?
Yes.
And what does that mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot. So, like, most of the stuff I do school-wise, like, it's for him. Like, he always tell me, like,
yeah.
I want that high school diploma. That's mine. Your degree is yours, but that's mine.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's like that to him is like his trophy and showing him that like he raised me well. And anybody will know that. Like everybody tells me I have a great dad, and I know that as well. And I don't take it for granted at any time. I mean, yeah, sometimes I'm being a kid, I get on his nerves, but that's another
yeah,
kid.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I know my dad is great, and he did a great thing. Sacrificing, not having to eat at night just so he could be around me and just so he could raise me
yes.
the right way.
Yeah, there was a lot of hungry nights, you know, that I endured. But to me, you know, it's when he was fed, my belly was full, you know,
yes.
and that was something that I chose because he needed the nutrition, he needed to grow, he needed to get stronger. You know, so if it meant me skipping a meal
yes.
for him to eat, then that's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. And I tell anybody, you know, that's the life of a parent. You know, when you can sit at the table and just watch your child eat and you don't have enough for you to eat, hey, listen, it's all good. As long as his belly was full, I went to bed full too. And so he was able to get up and go function in school the next day and get to where he's at today. And I will never change a thing about it. I will never change it.
And that's amazing, man, because, you know, when it comes to success, most of the time it's about me for, you know, for adults, and they don't think so much about the kids. It's all about themselves and what they can get for themselves. But you're saying, no, that's not the way it's going to be for my son, you know?
No, it's not. That's not the way it's going to be for my son. It's, you know, I want him to to be healthy. I want him to live well. I work out with him, you know, when he's here. I work out with him. You know, I make sure that he eats right.
Wow.
I just make sure that the whole thing, 360 degrees around, I want him a well-rounded student athlete.
Mm. Now, that's amazing, because we always talk about health and fitness on 6 weeks to fitness. So you're telling me, because, you know, your son has to be in top physical condition to be where he is today. So even in that area, Ed, in that area of physical fitness, you are also his role model. Is that correct?
Yes. Like I said, we work out in the house sometimes. When he's home, we work out, you know, and I look at him, and I just look like, wow, this kid didn't grew, and I mean muscular.
Yes.
Just the way he handles himself, his workout style, his workout style. He'll go to the beach, he'll work out in the sand, you know.
Yes.
He'll run up the hills, you know. He's doing the protein shakes. He's doing all these things to make sure in the future that his body is still able to endure what he's doing.
Do you guys work out with weights?
Yeah, we work out.
Sometimes
we do calisthenics, though.
Calisthenics.
Okay,
yeah.
A lot of calisthenics. Okay, okay.
Yes.
All right, so what about Ed Jr.? What about sprinting? Because, you know, I watched some of your tapes, man. You are very fast, and you run some crazy routes,
yes.
But you also have great hands,
yeah.
Right? But tell me about your your conditioning. What do you do?
For the most part, when I condition, I like me working on my speed and things like that is basically just me running up steps with like the weight vest on or like weights in the bag and things like that. And that'll get my speed up. And then like I do regular agility work on flat ground and then just stand work and things like that. And then other stuff. I'm just like doing basic stuff, calisthenics, like my dad said before.
Okay. Well, which is very, very important. Now, I believe, what are you, about 6'1"?
Yeah.
6'1", and you're still growing, which is great. And how much do you weigh?
185.
Wow, 185. No, that's a nice size build, man. And
yes.
And have you done like those sprint contests, those 440s, whatever it is?
I'm like 40. Testing, yeah. Yeah, 40s, yeah.
What's your time like?
My 40 is a 4.54.
Oh, that's good. It's very good. You know? Excellent, man. What are some of your what are your short term and long term goals, Eddie?
Short term is just getting through college, being able to say I graduated from college. That's one of my short term goals, and being able to say like I had a good time doing it, and I have no worries. A long term goal for me is to one day just say like I live my life to the fullest. I'm able to make a lot of money at the end of the day. Give my father the house he always wanted. Give my mom the house she always wanted.
Yeah.
And just be able to live life without any worries. That's one of my long time goals.
Does that mean getting into the NFL?
Yes, of course.
Right?
That's one of the dreams I want to. That's one of my dreams. That's basically the first thing that I want to pursue. I mean, if that doesn't work out, then like it's of course I have a backup plan and things like that But that's my first.
But see, that's awesome because you said you have a backup plan. So that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you know, and I'm sure you're doing good at school, right?
Yeah.
Because education is the key, right? To open up so many doors for you, and being an athlete,
yeah.
I mean, you have the best of both worlds and a great parent. You can't lose.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing. So I'm so used to hearing stories about from mothers who have sacrificed their careers so that their sons and daughters can be a success. But when you hear that a father has done it, you know, it's truly a blessing. And more stories like that need to be told. You know, that your father, who would give up his time and his career and turn down hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially, because he knows that there's so much more out there for his son to be a success, because his son's success is his success. So that's amazing
right.
to me, man. That's a beautiful, beautiful story. Beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And I'm glad we was able to share it with you, Vince. I'm glad we was able
thank
to share
you.
It.
Oh.
Thank you.
Most definitely, man. But I'm just, and hopefully you have other opportunities to share, because it truly is. It's a real heartfelt, well-meaning story, man, that more people need to hear.
Yes, yes.
Because that's truly, yes, that's love, man. Yeah, that's love.
Yes,
that's how you spell love, really. Now, also, Eddie Sr., and now, have you guys visited any colleges yet?
Yes, we have. We have. We visited Boston College. We visited Rutgers. We've also been to Indiana.
Syracuse.
Oh man! Wow.
Ohio. So he's visited Temple. So he's been around. He's been traveling around. And also, he just got July 11th. He just came back from Harbin, China, from playing in the World Championship Games with USA football.
Oh, USA football.
USA football. They just got back from Harbin, China. They retrieved the gold. They came back with a silver medal.
Oh, nice.
And that was a great opportunity for my son, because years ago, back in 1990, just before I graduated out of high school, I also traveled abroad. I went to India for 2 months.
Oh, wow.
And so for the whole cycle to come back around, and for my son to travel across abroad and to do something that he loved, man, listen, I can't ask for anything more.
Yes.
So he got a chance to travel abroad and to play the game that he loved and to meet other people in other from different countries that do the same as he does. You know,
Most definitely, man. And now let me ask you, how are you guys making it financially? Because I'm sure it takes money to travel abroad
Could I tell you something? Things was good. It was a blessing for the China trip, because that whole trip was just, funded through the whole thing. So basically all we had to do was just pay for his passport and just his travels just to get to the training camp and get him back home. But in terms of everything else, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it's a struggle. I struggle every day. I scrape my knuckles every day.
Yes.
And like I said, I will never change anything that this kid needs for. And he's not one of those kids. He's not one of those fashion ball kids where he's asking me for unwanted things. You know, he's always that. Listen, just get me to all the places that I need to get to. And that's like to Texas. That's to like to China. That's the different places that anything that has to do with football and his life, I will spend and I will give my last. And I always think people laugh. I robbed Peter to pay Paul, and sometimes I have to buck Paul to get the money back from Paul to get it back to Peter. It's that's my life. That's my life. And like I said, I will scrape my knuckles to the end, into the white meat, until this kid is where he needs to be.
Wow.
You know, so when he graduates June of 2017 and he's walking into the college of his choice of August of 2017,
yes,
that's when I know I can say, I can look at myself and say, you know what? You did a hell of a job. Was it easy? Nah,
no.
It wasn't easy. It's not.
No.
It's not.
Most.
But to have a kid like him.
Yes.
It kind of saw what made it easy. Sometimes, you know, like he said, he was a pain in my behind, but that's what a kid is.
Yes.
But true. I never left him. I never left his side. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what, his struggles, whatever he struggled with, I struggled with him with it.
Mm.
You know, listen, we're going to get through this together.
Yes.
You know, we're going to go in this back to back. We're going to get it done together. You're going to be successful, because and I always taught him. I taught him. And people used to tell me, well, you're crazy for not doing that.
Huh.
I never taught my son to work a 9-to-5. I never taught him that. I don't want him to work a 9-to-5. I want him to have a career. I want him to have his own business. I want him to do those things. I'm not teaching him to run out there to go get a 9-to-5 job. That's not what I teach him, because I do a 9-to-5 right now.
Yes.
That's not what I want him to do.
Right.
You know?
Yes, man.
You know, everything is supposed to level off, you know, so I want him to level off to where he needs to level off to, you know, and that's to be better than his father, whatever it would be. And that's what I want him to be. I want him to be better than me, a better man than me.
Well, I'm telling you, you're actually giving him a solid foundation. He's well on his on the right path, man. I'm telling you, Ed, you're doing an excellent, excellent job. But let me ask you, what advice would you give parents like yourself, Ed, who have careers that they are trying to pursue, but who feel that they have to make a choice between their careers and their child's success? What advice do you have to for those parents?
The advice that I could give, me, from me personally, I mean, all different. Everybody's different. You know, certain people want to do it, certain people want to do it, you know, but my advice to them is, like, listen, if you have a kid and your kid, and you see your kid as a highly talented kid, you know, and I go back to the, I can't remember the young lady's name. She's in the Olympics now with her mother. She, Gabby? Gabby, I remember Gabby. Oh, I remember her mom sacrificed, right.
Yes.
I remember how her mom sacrificed so much, sleeping in cars and things like that.
Mm.
This is what the ultimate sacrifice is when you see a kid that has a talent, and I mean they're extremely talented. Listen, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you it's your choice to make. If you're going to make that choice, because listen, at the end of it all, you made that choice because, see, working a job or trying to do a career, it's very time consuming.
Yes.
And then you're taking away from raising your child. You know what I mean? You're taking away from raising your child because, see, you're chasing the money.
Yes.
Because you want, you know, of course, everybody wants their family to be well off and to live the American dream. But sometimes, when, like I said, when you have a highly talented kid like myself.
Yes.
You know what? And I knew he was going to be something from the time he was 2 years old. So I already knew that.
Wow.
So just by him, just watching him grow over the years, I said, you know what? Listen, I'll take the sacrifice. I'll take the sacrifice. I'll sacrifice myself for him. So my advice to other parents out there, if you do have kids that are highly talented and you're working a job that's maybe, you know, whatever, but hey, or you're doing something that you truly love, and you can't really put the time in for what your kid really loves, sometimes take a sit back and think about it and say, hey, you know what? Who's going to benefit more, me or my kid? And what I said, my kid is benefiting right now. So the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. My kid is my kid is shining right now. So by me doing what I did, I have no regrets at all. None.
Oh, man. Good advice. I appreciate that. Ed Lewis Sr. and Ed Lewis Jr., on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
We thank you. We thank you for having us. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to tell our story and for people to get to hear our story. And I also want to thank my brother Lucky for putting me in contact with you.
Yes.
With this, because, you know, he's a great part of my life as well. So thank you so much, Vince, and the opportunity was great, and I wouldn't mind doing it again if I had to.
Oh, I would love to have you, man. I really do. I'd like to kind of stay in touch with you and your chart your child's progress, because, you know, I have a big event that we do in June. It's called the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. It brings out about 2,000 kids, and about we introduce kids to about 25 different sports activities. Last year we had Rashad Jennings from the Giants come out, you know.
Uh-huh.
So if your kid is around, if you guys are around in New York City, in Brooklyn, I'd like to have you out there as my guest, you know.
Okay.
Think about
okay,
that.
Cool.
But we'll talk before then.
I will.
I'm in touch with Lucky about that as well. Okay.
Okay.
So also to my listeners, I truly hope that this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com or call me at Vince at 6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.